Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Wheels India Limited Q2 FY24 post-results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a result, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Basudeb Banerjee from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Rohit. Good afternoon, good evening, all participants. And thanks to Wheels India Limited management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. We have with us the team represented by Mr. Sivaram, Managing Director, and Mr. P. Ramesh, Chief Financial Officer. So without wasting any time, over to you, Mr. Ram.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the investor call. Wheels India reported a net profit of 5.24 crores for Q2 as compared to 14.53 for the corresponding quarter of last year. The Q2 profit was impacted by one-off expenses, notably a one-off charge for pre-delivery inspection charges and a few other expenses. Secondly, I'd like to point out that the amalgamation of Sundaram Hydraulics Limited with the company has been completed. The third point that I'd like to mention is that if you look at the year, half year, we found domestic volumes to be at a muted level. Please note that this is a standalone company where, honestly, the domestic market for us is really the commercial vehicle, tractor wheels, and air suspension system. It was muted in the first half of the year. And the export business, on the other hand, we saw decent growth despite the slowdown in Europe. Asian markets were quite strong. For the balance part of the year, we expect that the CV market should be better, and air suspension will also be better going forward. A few other comments I'd like to make. Wheels India Board has cleared a proposal to move usage of renewable power in Wheels India from 26% to 75% over the next year and a half by 2026. Second point that I'd like to mention is to service our overseas business. We are going to start wholly owned subsidiaries in the U.S. and Europe, which we feel are required to service the growth opportunities we see in these two markets. With that, I'll be open to taking any questions or any clarifications that investors may have. I'd also like to say that the investor presentation has been uploaded on the website. Notably, there are four slides that cover the financials for the quarter and the half, which are represented in that. With that, now I conclude my opening remarks, and I would take any questions that investors may have.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. The first question is from the line of Basudeb Banerjee from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Just to understand that current juncture where passenger vehicle market growth is also, despite absolute volumes being high, is not even mid-single digit. Two-wheeler overall industry growth in first half also not encouraging. And commercial vehicle industry as a whole have elements of cyclicality. So what is your view on the overall target industry for you in the coming 12 months?
Yeah, so I would say that, the agriculture tractor market has been a negative performer, and I don't see that changing as, while the rains have been good, the timing is questionable. So we don't see the rural situation improving dramatically. On commercial vehicles, I see probably if the infrastructure project execution picks up steam post-monsoon, probably I see the commercial vehicle having some improvement compared to the first half. On passenger car side, Wheels India Limited is mainly on the steel wheel. On the steel wheel, with SUVs increasing, small car business going down, volumes have been muted. On our aluminum wheel business, one point that I'd like to mention, we had mentioned earlier that we would start one OEM in the second quarter, and we did start, but that OEM is a new entrant, and the volumes have been not as expected. We expect the second OEM, who's a successful manufacturer in the Indian market, to probably start end of the fourth quarter or early first quarter of next year.
Okay. Sure, thanks. I'll come back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priya Ranjan from HDFC AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, sir. Just one thing on the CapEx side, why are you highlighting 200 crore of CapEx? I think the aluminum plant is not fully utilized as of now. So the
reason
new CapEx, and so just if you can.
So let me just comment on that. You have any other questions, Priya? I can take all of them together.
Yeah, so and then the wind, etc., are you also looking at more from casting angle, or it's mostly you want to continue with the fabrication, etc., in the wind sides?
Sure. Okay, so let me try to answer your questions. So you are right. We had indicated earlier that we had the board has cleared capex of up to, I think, more than 200 crores in the current year. We have so far spent only about 72 crores in the 6 months. And it's expected that in the full year, the capex may only be maybe about 80 to 90 crores. So there is definitely some amount of deferment of capex, which is related to any delays in any projects that we have. We hold back on the capex. There's nothing which is greenfield. Everything is brownfield and adding to existing capacities. So we have been, as the volumes have not increased significantly, we've also been very circumspect and are only adding capex to the extent that the cash flows and the finances of those particular businesses allow. That is on the capex side. Coming to the wind business, we are not really adding any capacity in the fabrication conventional side of the business. On the casting and machining, we have actually scaled up quite considerably. We have been profitable in the second quarter, and in the third quarter, the volumes are going up further. So we see that probably as a growing segment. Even if the windmill market globally does not grow, there is enough of demand with the existing casting supplier. He himself has got ramp-up plans, so we would align with his ramp-up plans, which are also partially linked with de-risking his geographical footprint.
And any idea, any thoughts on, going into the bigger casting for the entire housing, for etc., for the gearbox, etc., because I think there is a lot of demand on that side, and mostly the casting for those is coming from the China and also?
I don't believe that there's any plan. The castings, if I can say, the castings are made by the our casting partner, and then we are doing the machining. So we are actually doing a conversion operation. He is quite full up and he's got heavy demand. So as a result of that, I think even his existing plans, if he executes, we should see this business, you know, increasing at least twofold in the coming year.
And how is the outlook for exports market? I mean, Europe.
Yeah, it's surprising. You know, the last time we had interacted, I said that, you know, we're looking at a 20% growth in export. And for the first half, we've been able to manage. But Europe is very dull. Very, very dull demand in Europe, which has been made up by strength in North America and Asia. So for us, actually, the markets that have done well have been Korea, Japan, US, maybe Thailand to some extent. Whereas Europe has been underwhelming. Even LATAM has been very muted. But we've made a fair amount of ground with some of these OEMs. So we also see in the coming year, especially on the off-road, that is construction and ag, we see demand coming in, even going into the next financial year. A couple of other points I'd like to mention. Air suspension demand for buses is very strong at the moment. It is normally strong, you know, around the time of just the year before elections tends to have strong demand. So air suspension demand is very strong, actually. You know, quarter three and four will be strong. The other area which, you know, probably I'd like to mention, which is negative, is that on the mining side of the construction wheels, there's been a cut in schedules, notably in the third quarter. It'll get restored thereafter because there's some destocking. One of our large customers is looking at minimizing his inventory for his year end, which is December. So there'll be some destocking that happens in the third quarter, which may affect demand on, I mean, production on our side, but from fourth quarter onwards, it'll be restored.
Understood. And what is our ambition? So I'm just trying to understand what is our ambition in terms of the aluminium wheels, etc. Because I think
sure.
This is a sunrise sure. sector and many people have entered and
yeah. So couple of points. We started off with export oriented business. We are currently exporting 23,000 odd wheels. We started OEM supplies in the second quarter. Unfortunately, the OEM offtake has been very, very underwhelming, being a new OEM. However, the successful existing OEM that we are going to start supplying maybe in end of Q4 or Q1, there's been movement on a positive side. We've also been audited by, you know, two of the top three manufacturers in the country. So there is definitely, once you get audited and your system gets cleared, thereafter RFQs come. So hopefully we start seeing orders coming in. We have so far, you know, LOIs from three customers. One we started supply, the other one we should start early next year.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ganesh Shetty. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Good evening and thank you for the opportunity. Can you please throw some light on margin improvement, sir? Because
sure.
over a period of time, our EBITDA margins have been very low and our profit, the net profit margin has been very, very dismal. So is there any...
No, I agree with you. Let me reflect on that and give you my answer. So if you look at the current current quarter where the profits were at a very low level, there was a one-time charge for pre-delivery inspection, which was the extent of 10 crores. This is something probably that should have come earlier, but there was a negotiation with the contract manufacturer in Europe that took time to finalize, which is why we've accounted it in this quarter. But this is really related to last year's problem. That is one time. Other than that, there's almost 5 crores of one-time costs which have been reflected, which are, you know, of various natures, old wheels being brought back, under recovery of cost which had been considered, all those points, numerous points taken together is about 5 crores. So there's about 15 crores in this, the second quarter accounts, which are related to these one-time costs. A. B. In terms of manufacturing in our commercial vehicle line, we actually had a major layout change, and there was some disruption of production due to that in August and September. We are now back on stream, so we'll start seeing higher volumes, and also the recovery of costs in that business will improve. Third point is that we are looking at pricing wherever we have lower realizations. We're trying to see to what extent we can improve our realizations by talking with our customers. And the last point is related to manpower cost. We are looking at some kind of optimization and rationalization of manpower across the various plants. So all these steps are being taken. I think the third quarter's exports are low. Probably the fourth quarter onwards, you should start seeing the older type of margins, what we used to have earlier. You should start seeing them coming forth. And in the next year, it should follow up from there.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the detailed explanation. And I also wish to know whether we are doing something for interest cost reduction, because interest cost is also very, very high during these quarters. So is there any plan to refinance our costs, like right issue or preferential allotment? By that time, by such ways, that interest or the deposit amount can be reduced, and we will be able to pay lesser amount of interest on our liability. So this would be, long pending. As a shareholder, I feel that, this is a very essential part of our operational efficiency. Can you please throw some light on this, sir?
Sure, Rajiv. So first of all, as I mentioned, one reason why our CapEx has also been lower is that we have tried to manage the CapEx without actually going in for any additional borrowing. So one way of reducing the interest cost is to reduce your, debt amount. Further beyond that, I think a lot of work has gone into working capital. Before I hand over to Mr. Ramesh to explain in detail what we have done, let me say at the moment there is no plan for, equity to be brought in, because normally we would bring in equity if we felt that there was some expansionary activities which are taking place. But currently, there's no such plan. But Mr. Ramesh, perhaps you can also reflect on his question and try to answer what we are doing to reduce interest cost.
Sure. Good evening.
Good evening.
One of the major reasons for the interest cost increase in absolute value is the rate hike. If I give a comparison between the last year's first 6 months with the current year's first 6 months, the rate has moved up by about 1.5%. Basically, as you may be knowing, that most of the repo rate impact has come in the second half of last year. So the full impact is coming in the current half year. So that's the major reason for about 1.5% increase in the rate. And in terms of reduction of interest cost, the facilities which we have been using, we were able to reduce it to an extent of about 150 crores. And out of that, term loan, we have reduced about 37 crores in the current 6 months. Another 35 to 37 crores, we would be repaying it to the second half. And by that, the fixed loan amount in the overall borrowing will come down to something like 25, 30 crores. That is one thing. And as our MD was saying, the working capital reduction is an ongoing exercise and hope to reduce the working capital further in the current half year. And now if you look at the free cash flows for the first 6 months, it is about 56 crores for the positive cash flow after covering the capital expenditure. And we are hoping to do at least the similar amount in the second half. And with that, I think we would be able to avoid further borrowing to finance our capital. So with the improvement of profitability which we are expecting, I think we should be able to reduce the facilities that have over the period of next 18 to 24 months considerably.
Yes, sir, that is fantastic and it will really help us. And third thing, being a very old and reputed company, do you have any opportunities for monetizing our assets in reducing our debt? So I'm just asking whether there is any possibility in the future regarding this. That's all from me, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We definitely continue to look at opportunities like that, and you know, the minute that we have identified one, we'll get back to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next participants who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rajkumar Vaidyanathan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have a couple of questions. So the first one is on the cash flow. Sorry to labor on the same point. So basically, I want to understand this 200 crores that you mentioned that will be funded through internal accruals. Just wanted to know how much will be coming from the working capital efficiency and how much will be through the profitability.
Ramesh, you want to take this question?
Hello.
Yeah, Ramesh, can you will you take this question or do you want me to take it?
Yeah, you can. If you can answer, fine.
Yeah. So one is you know, against 200 crores, as I mentioned, it will be more. We expect it will be more like 150, 160 crores. Out of which 72 crores is already completed. It'll actually come you know, part and part. There will be some amount of long-term debt reduction, but I think working capital improvement will also enable us to manage it. And I think the EBITDA improvement in the third and fourth quarter, we should come as we had specific, you know, one-time costs in this quarter. That should also help us, you know, enable us to fund the capex without going in for additional debt. Ramesh, you want to add anything to this?
Yes, sir. The cash from operations and the working capital in the second half would be close to 100 crores. Of course, it could be a little more than that, which will cover our capex and our loan repayment obligations for the second half. Just to give you a broad number.
Okay. Sir, if I understand you correctly, so you are saying go forward, there will be a tepid growth on sales, but there will be a significant margin improvement. Is that understanding correct?
I would not say significant margin improvement. I'll say definitely the fourth quarter, you should see margins going back to what it was prior to last year. Last year, we got affected notably with you know, the pre-delivery inspection. So prior to that, what the margins have been in a normal year, of course, not the COVID year, in a normal year, what it used to be, we should probably go back to that.
Okay. Yeah. I think the previous call you mentioned 18-19 operating profit numbers. That numbers we will be able to achieve.
Ramesh, I don't know whether that is correct. You want to comment, Ramesh?
I could not get his question.
He was asking the EBITDA levels that we are at seem to be very low.
Yes.
So I said in the fourth quarter, we should get back to a more normal level of EBITDA. So he's asking, would it be in line with 18-19?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, could be. Yeah, because sir, I'm just going through your previous call notes. So I think one of the questions you mentioned that, yeah, we are looking at, achieving 18-19 operating profit numbers, by the end of FY24.
Yeah. I would say here probably what we mean is EBITDA percentage would be something similar. Ramesh, do you have a check on this? If you can just confirm.
Yeah.
The investor is correct. He's only paraphrasing what I said. I'm just asking my CFO to check.
Okay. See, I don't have the 18 numbers right now before me. It is around.
Okay, let me. It should probably, just so that I can clarify, I think we expect that probably by the fourth quarter, the EBITDA has been kind of hovering in this 4-5% type of level. We expect it to go to maybe a 7% plus level by the fourth quarter.
That's what you did in 18-19, sir. So that is why I was asking.
Yeah, I didn't have an automatic recall on the percentage, which is why I hesitated. But yes, short answer is yes. Thank you.
Okay. And sir, this PE inspection charges, the amount you mentioned is 10 crores, right, for this quarter?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And for FY23, we spent close to 40 crores. Is that number correct?
Ramesh, can you just correct what is the total, pre-delivery charges?
The amount is 27 crores.
Yeah, the net amount is 27 crores.
Plus these 10 crores, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Raj Mantri from Concept Investwell. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, can you let us know the margin profile of each and every segment in which you operate?
That varies. We have shared, I think, the segmental reporting for the quarter. All I can tell you is that the cast aluminum wheel, which earlier was struggling, is, while we are not yet at break-even point, is EBITDA positive and directionally in the right direction. It's just the volume that will take us to PBT positive. Broadly speaking, I think the under-recoveries that have happened more in the export-related markets because pricing tends to be prospective. Both in the export market and in the aftermarket. So the aftermarket would be largely commercial vehicles. The export markets would be largely agriculture, tractor and construction equipment. But those will get corrected shortly in the coming quarters.
Okay.
And sorry if I'm not answering. I don't have the ready information on segment-wise profitability for the second quarter. I'm sorry. So I'm just trying to share the best I have to my knowledge. Ramesh, unless you have additional information.
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Our apologies for that.
Sir, my second question would be, what is the production volume in CV and PV segment?
You're talking about East India, you're talking about the industry, what is the...
I mean the commercial vehicles wheels and the passenger vehicles wheels.
So commercial vehicles currently, I think, 125,000 plus LCV is about 55,000. So if I take LCV, HCV, MCV together, It would be 125 plus 55, it is about 180,000 wheels a month. If you take the PV segment, if you're taking PV segment, I will include the subsidiary. So in Wheels India standalone, it's about I would say about 3.5 lakh wheels, and there it would be about something like 5.3. So 5.3 plus 3.5 would be the total if we include the subsidiary company as well. Okay. This is lakh wheels a month.
Okay, man. I think 8,30,000 per month.
Yeah, I said 3.5 lakh wheels in standalone and 5.3 lakh wheels a month in subsidiary.
Okay.
So we include both. It is 8.5 to 9 lakh wheels.
My third question would be, whole capex would be funded through internal accruals?
Yeah, so far we have managed to fund it through internal accruals, and we are hoping that with better margins or lesser of one-time costs in the third and fourth quarter, that we will be able to fund the capex that we plan for the year.
Okay.
Yes, through internal accruals.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Rajin from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Thanks for the invitation. Sir, my first question is on basis of alloy wheels. Sir, how do you expect to take alloy wheels business further? As you said, export market is doing well. So what sort of margin guidance could you give us for the coming year?
Yeah, so the as I said, currently most of our volume is export and domestic. While we have one OEM, the volume is negligible. We are currently doing about 24,000 wheels a month, and we expect that probably by same time next year, we should be doing closer to 35,000 to 40,000 wheels a month.
Okay, thank you. So, and on a follow-up question again, sir. So, do you plan to incur further capex to ramp up this volume, or it should be coming from the 200 crore you mentioned previously?
Yeah, I don't see any major capex coming for this volume. If we make investments, we will make investments for the coming year. So, I still don't know whether we are going to make capex in cast aluminium wheel. If we make it, it will not be for the current year, because the lead time for equipment is 12 months. So it's more likely to come into play the following year.
Okay. So another question, could you just give us your penetration or a market share in the PV segment for the steel wheels and alloy wheels?
Okay, so steel wheels, my understanding is that we have about a 40%. Market share. Aluminium wheels, we are literally not there, because we have only one customer, so it will be a very minuscule market share percentage. Probably if you ask me the question at the end of the next financial year, I may have a more substantial answer for you.
Sure. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you very much. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jeetu Punjabi from EM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks, Mr. Ram. You know, I just a clarification. I heard you along the way saying that Europe is very soft and you've grown exports at 20% over the last 6 months. I don't know if that's an accurate number. But where do you see growth coming from in exports over the next 12 months, and what are you optimistic about, what are you not optimistic about,
sure.
And how do you see volumes and growth numbers playing out?
So, you know, the areas where we've been affected have been, yes, largely Europe. Europe is very soft. and has shown degrowth in the second quarter and the half also for that matter. We've also seen some amount of weakness in Latin America. Now, broadly speaking, if you look at these markets, I don't see any dramatic increase in market size, be it US, be it Asia, be it Europe, be it Latin. None of these markets are going to grow. So essentially where we look at growing our business is where we are winning new business. So we're winning new business, for example, on light construction wheels, some medium construction wheels in probably from the fourth quarter of this year. And then we are also looking at, you know, larger tractor wheels, which are used in Europe and North America. So these are the three areas where we see export potential. That said, I think it would be probably muted while we had very strong growth in export in this year. Next year would be quite challenging and we may need new business just to ensure that we show some growth and don't degrow export in the coming year.
Okay. And you think financial year FY24, you still maintain a double-digit growth rate or that would be tough?
We're at 7.7%. We are not at a double-digit growth. We're at a single-digit, high single-digit, mid to high single-digit growth. I don't see that changing dramatically. Next year, you know, the other areas that we are looking at, which are relatively new areas for Wheels India, we're looking at growing our fabrication business and export, and we're looking at growing our hydraulic cylinder business and export. That will come in the next financial year. So these are two new areas which are non-wheel areas where we see a potential for growth and have interest and inquiries from customers.
And which markets are these in?
These are largely North America, Europe.
Okay. Good wishes. Thank you, Mr. Ram. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ganesh Shetty. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, hi Ganesh. Go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. Sir, just want to know the amalgamation of Sundaram Hydraulic, how it is going to impact on our top line and bottom line.
Okay. So, Sundaram Hydraulics, as we also said in the press note, has been fully amalgamated into Wheels India. In all respects, it's now on the same SAP system is what we run the main company. If you look at last year, I think they did 108 crores of top line. And in the current financial year, we expect them to do about 130 to 140 crores. So they probably will show, you know, anywhere between 25% and 35% growth. There is a fairly strong demand on their side, and earlier they had, you know, they were not as financially strong. So I think Wheels India is adding a lot of strength to them in terms of finances. So now it's up to the team to step up and execute. But it has been profitable, and we see them on a having, you know, somebody asked about Wheels India EBITDA. Their EBITDA, at least in the immediate term, may be better than Wheels India.
Thank you, sir, for the explanation. Sir, one more area of operational efficiency is energy consumption. So, as you mentioned, going ahead, we are going to have renewable energy as our main source of energy. So, do you think it will make a major impact on our EBITDA margins going ahead?
It will make some impact. It won't make a major impact. Definitely, there are savings that will come. A lot of these projects will get executed probably mid-2024. So those savings will probably come in from that time period, A. B, I'd also like to mention that we are now looking at capturing digital information related to energy costs, and I'm hoping that by having effective live information, we can take further stock of our manufacturing practices and look at changing manufacturing practices to reduce energy costs. So there's a detailed work which is going on related to energy, water and air. It's now become it used to be like a quarterly type of reporting, now it's come to monthly.
Yeah, so one more area of operational efficiency is by introducing new manufacturing technologies like AI and all. So is there any progress the company has made in this regard? That's all from me, sir. Thank you, Eric.
Okay. All the best. Nothing really on AI, but digitizing is something that we have started making investments. We're doing digitizing on two fronts. One is in terms of data capture, and the other one is we're trying to see whether we can do visual digitization and thereby automate some inspection processes which have been more manual. So these are the two fronts in which we're looking at. In that, visual digitization, there are some algorithms which you could argue incorporate machine learning. It's not here.
Thank you very much, sir. That's all from
me. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Jay Rajan from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question again and bearing with this opportunity. Sir, I was going through the last transcript of your phone call, where I saw that you were into manufacturing fabrications for railway. Am I right?
Yeah, we were manufacturing. Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so you had mentioned that you were now preparing yourself for manufacturing fabrication for high speed trains such as Vande Bharat. So sir, could you just give us an update on that plan?
Yeah, we've not. Let me be honest. Yes, we are looking at that. We have not been able to make much progress because we went through a whole phase of optimizing our manpower in that particular division. But now that it's optimized, I think it's something that we can definitely look at. If not by the fourth quarter, but definitely something that we are looking at. We were not able to proceed because we wanted to first rationalize the manpower. There was a comment, I think, the last investor call on manpower cost. So we immediately went into it and looked at all the areas, and this was one area where we had excess manpower and have rationalized. Yes. So we will look at it going forward.
Sure, sir. Thank you. So another question, sir. I was going through an annual report and I saw there is a JV with Toppy Industries, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't get you. Can you repeat that?
There's an associate JV with a Toppy Industries.
Yeah.
So since 2 years, I see there is a drag on your business because of this. So is there a way that, or are there any plans to turn around that business as well?
Yeah, we do have plans. I think steel passenger car wheels is not a growth business. It's a business which is going to decline. So with that in mind, of course, we are doing some plant-related rationalization, which should be executed in the fourth quarter. But above and beyond that, we have also raised a point with the joint venture partner, saying that we need to look at some other business other than steel wheel business. We are still examining it, and it's at a very nascent stage of discussion. But at some point, we will look at adding products so that there is some growth potential for the joint venture business as well.
Sure. So my last question would be on the raw material side. So how do you see the outlook going ahead considering the situation in Middle East, oil price?
You're talking about the steel market you're talking about, or your
overall raw materials?
So steel industry has said there will be a marginal increase in steel costs in the third quarter. At the same time, the global industry benchmarks are not really seeming to suggest any big increase in steel price. We'll have to wait and watch. I think the challenge is that the steel industry's largest segment base is infra. Almost 30-35% of the steel industry, the steel industry product goes into infra. And there in India, there's fairly strong growth, as you people are aware. So as a result of that, they're saying that global so theek hai, but India mein to steel ka demand mein growth hai. So they're trying to push the prices up. Eventually, you know, the company will have to look at what is cost effective for the different, for the domestic industry, what is cost effective for the export industry. We will have to look at a cost effective source to continue our business with both the domestic and the export business customers we have.
Sure. Yeah, that
will come
again. Thank you a lot.
The next question is on the line of Harshit Agarwal from Wells Fargo. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Yeah, hi Harshit. Go ahead.
I just had one question. This was with regards to the high interest and financing cost. I know this has been answered in this call before that for the current year, we are managing it using the CAPEX and the internal accruals. But given the global macros and the high interest rate scenario that is expected to persist, how would we be trying to finance it for the upcoming years, let's say for the next year, when the interest rates are expected to be high? So how do we plan to rationalize our interest and financing costs for the upcoming years?
So on two fronts. One is, I think, as Ramesh mentioned, we are really looking at what we can do to squeeze our working capital. At the same time, we have a fair export portfolio where the terms tend to get stretched and stretched because of the logistics related time, et cetera, et cetera. So we believe that in the next year, the CAPEX may not be to the same extent as we had this year. So we at the current moment, we feel that there could be some debt reduction by lesser CAPEX. At the same time, we have not yet worked out our budget for next year in terms of CAPEX and OPEX. So I can't really comment, but I do believe that it will be less because when I look at the number of the businesses, we are in the phase of finishing our capacity expansion, so the next year we would have the capacity available. So we would not really require massive CAPEX from that perspective. So I think the CAPEX reduction and better utilization of what is already there will do two things. One is it will reduce our interest rate because of lesser borrowings. Secondly, it will also improve our EBITDA because of better utilization. I don't know whether I've answered your question. I'm just trying my best to.
I can add a couple of points.
Sure.
The cash from operation is also expected to move up from where we are today. With the margin improvement, the cash generation is expected to move up, and the factors, if you look at our debt equity, it is. Even this quarter end, it is 1:1.01. So it's not a very highly leveraged company. Maybe it looks like a leveraged company because of the low EBITDA, which is probably what this quarter little pronounced. So with the improvement in margin, I think the key ratios would be quite okay, and. The thing is, yes, we will continue to squeeze the working capital and reduce the limits which we are using and manage the capital in a way that, the business which generates the cash flow takes the capital so that we don't really borrow additional amount. But if you look at our analysis, the interest reduction is predominantly coming from the repo rate increase. It's not coming from a higher utilization of the credit. So
utilization has actually gone down. What is the reduction in utilization, Ramesh?
About 150 crores in this quarter compared to the last year quarter.
I hope that answers your question, but feel free to add if you wish.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the insights. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajkumar Vaidyanathan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the follow-up. Sir, you mentioned that there are some employee actions planned in the upcoming quarters. So I just want to know, these actions are planned as a function of the projected lower demand and lower capacity utilization, or is it due to digitization and other operational issues?
No, it's largely volume-based.
Sorry?
It's largely volume-based. Because see, the other thing is, there are areas where the volume goes down, the areas where the volume goes up. And earlier, we were looking at the manpower, you know, as individual separate business units. Now the company operates with two presidents who have a number of units under them. So there's a rationalization that is taking place where, you know, wherever the manpower requirement is there, if there's shortfall, we move it from the areas of underutilization to higher utilization, and then so that is actually what we are doing. We are not there is no reduction in manpower per se from digitization of it.
Oh, got it. Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Mr. Basudev?
Yes. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So once again, you know, thank you. I really do value the interaction with investors, because you always ask the most interesting questions, some of which enable us to revisit, you know, operational strategies or strategic directions that we've taken, and we keep looking at what we are doing in the light of your comments and your queries. I recognize the fact that the performance has been below par in this quarter, and as I mentioned, we hope to correct the ship and get it back to where it was by the fourth quarter. Look forward to all your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.